Enright, the deep back. Again, they go pistol look here with two receivers out wide to the right, and then Enright motions out of the backfield. They fake to him and set up the screen to Beaton. Nice play. Beaton to the 50. Beaton to the 45. Beaton to the 40. Beaton to the 30. Beaton breaks another tackle to the 25. And finally, they bring him down around the 23-yard line of the Huskies. A beautiful screen pass. Beaton the only back. Oriole working out of the gun. He's got two receivers. Corby and Finney split out wide to the left. And he's rolling that way, and he's looking. Now he wants to run with it to the five, to the corner, towards the end zone. No signal yet. The Big Reds are celebrating. It's a touchdown for the Big Reds. Oriole got in. A 9-yard run into the near corner, which is the one blind spot we have in the booth. But we finally get a definitive signal. And a reaction from the Big Red fans. It's 6-0 PH. On second and goal from the two. It looks like they're going to jumbo up here. Harris and Mudridge into the backfield for the Huskies to block for Ellis. Handoff, Ellis has room to the goal line. Walks it into the end zone for a Northern touchdown. And we're an extra point away from being tied. A 2-yard touchdown run from Theo Ellis. They put a couple of big bodies in front of him, and they led the way for Ellis into the end zone. Badger checks out, and Corby checks back in for PH. And he'll go slot right of the quarterback, Finney wide right. Enright is going to line up as a tight end to the left of the line. Two backs in the backfield, but Oriole is rolling out and looking to throw on the run for Corby. Wrestling match for it, out of bounds, and they're going to call it an interception. They're going to call it an interception. It was a wrestling match between Curry and Corby, and they're going to say Curry had possession before they went out of bounds. It was right down in front of me. It was very close. The easy thing to do would have been to call it an incomplete pass, but the official is going to give Curry the interception, another turnover, and the Huskies will get it back at their own 47-yard line. 2:02 to go here in the first half. Northern's got two timeouts remaining, so we'll call it second and three at the five. And again, they go jumbo, no receivers. Harris and Mudridge in the game in front of Ellis. Klink under center, and Klink is going to roll out. He's going to throw to Harris out of the backfield for a Husky touchdown. They went jumbo, and then they snuck the fullback out of the backfield and hit him on a 5-yard scoring play to take the lead. I don't know if David Harris has caught a pass this season, but he's got one now, a 5-yard touchdown catch. And Northern goes up 13-7 with 35 seconds to go here in the first half. And it's going to bring up second and seven Northern. At their own 44, as we're down to 6:15 to go, clock running. Big Reds have all three of their timeouts remaining. 17 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown for Theo Ellis tonight. And he may be the feature guy here the rest of the way for Northern. They've got three receivers, two split out wide to the left. And Klink continues to work out of the shotgun. He is going to throw here on second down over the middle. McNutt with a leaping catch at the Big Red 40 for a Husky first down. Noah McNutt becoming the go-to receiver here in the second half for Northern, and he makes another huge catch and a pickup of 16 yards. 5:20 to go. First down from the 40. Klink out of the gun, hands off to Ellis. Nope, Klink keeps it. What a fake by Klink, and he's got a first down inside the 30 down to the 25. And they'll knock him down at about the 24 after a 16-yard gain. Just his third carry of the night, but he picks up 16 and another Northern first down. So first down, Klink gonna keep again, and he shakes a couple of tackles. Klink is gonna get loose, touchdown! 24 yards by Seth Klink, and a Northern score that might put this one away. 4:35 to go. It's 20-7 Huskies pending the extra point. Coming into the drive, Klink had 1 yard rushing tonight. He picks up 40 on the last two plays. And Northern now on the extra point by Marcero goes up 21-7. Wow. Third down, 16. Cantrell wide to the right. McNutt and Mason wide to the left, but a handoff to Theo Ellis looking for some room. And Ellis gets to the outside. And, boy, Theo Ellis has got the first down, and he's got more all the way down to the 10-yard line before they stopped him. First down and goal to go. Huskies on third and 16. Theo Ellis got the edge, and he rips off a 40-yard run down to the 9. And that, folks, is going to put it to bed for sure. With 1:40 to go, Ellis over the 100-yard mark with 1:36 now on 19 carries. PH with one timeout remaining, but they're not using it now, and we're inside 90 seconds to go. Yep, they'll have to come up to the line and do one more snap, and then this thing will be in the books, and Northern will snap a 6-year losing streak to their arch rivals. Klink takes a final knee, and that will do it. Time will run out, and the Brick Fowler Trophy will leave Port Huron High School and head across town to Port Huron Northern, because the Huskies have beaten the Big Reds 21-7. That will be your final score here tonight at Memorial Stadium. PH will finish the year 4-5 co-MAC Blue champions, while Port Huron Northern has picked up its 8th win of the year, and they have won 8 for the first time since the 1988 season. They are now 8-1 and headed to what is sure to be a first-round home playoff game next week.